Hi, this is Huggy Boy. This is going out to all the homies on a Sunday afternoon.
This is how we do it.
You wanted to never rush your money.
Welcome back to Hops and Notes.
Jump scare.
Episode 23. Joining me today is Alex from Horrible Peoples.
Woo! Hi.
And Turning Tables. And Ruben from Turning Tables and Plot Armor Plus.
Hello there.
Before we're going to get into this album, I'm going to pop a fucking bottle.
Oh no, I'm scared.
Your body wobble?
Everybody should be terrified. Actually, Alex, you should be fine with it. I'm going to let you read what it is. And the side of the bottle.
It is a scyther thing, and it says Temptation Barrel Aged Ale.
So it's from Russian River. It is currently Russian River Week in Southern California. It's Pliny the Younger Week, but because that it is Pliny the Younger Week, we're getting all the Russian River shit. I think this is something that Alex will dig, and Ruben, but also, like, it's one of the first times I don't subject Alex to... Something she's gonna hate.
Yeah. Would you like me to read the side?
Yes, please read it.
Aged in used Chardonnay barrels, ooh. Temptation has distinct characteristics of fruit and subtle oak. Brettanomyces?
It's weird. It's weird.
Do you know that word?
No, I don't even know what you're reading.
Brettanomyces.
You spelled it too fast. I couldn't.
You scared us.
Brettanomyces, yeah.
You?
And good bacteria are added during the aging process to give the beer added fruitiness and a pleasant sourness. Temptation is re-fermented in this bottle to create its fine carbonation. Spent yeast cells form a thin layer of sediment at the bottom of this bottle. Pour slowly, allowing the natural yeast sediment to remain in the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yummy.
So it's gonna look a little dirty when we pour it.
You dirty girl.
But it's genuinely called a wild ale. And Alex, just looking at the bottle, could you describe this for the people?
the design?
Just the whole look. What's going on at the top?
Yeah, it's like corked like a champagne bottle, and it's like a ye olde, like, I don't know, like an 1800s kind of vibe. Like, I feel like I should be drinking sarsaparilla. And it's just a simple label with a scythe and then Temptation on the side of the handle.
So it's been barrel aged from 9 to 12 months. This one specifically.
Nice.
This year, if you will.
I will.
If that goes flying.
It won't. Fuck it.
I don't think it's that carbonated.
I don't think I shook it that much. Also, this is a very small bottle.
Yeah. I like how we both
Alex and Ruben covered their faces, but I got this. Let me give it the old...
Small.
Ooh, actually, no. Pass that cork around. Give it a whiff. That smells great.
Oh, actually, it does.
Get wrecked, Alex. I know you're hating.
It's real fruity. Give her a wee sniff.
Mmm. Almost like apple cidery.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She a little wild. All right. I'm still pouring this out here. I think it's...
Damn, Ruben gets the...
No, I think we're...
I need it.
Ruben needs it. He's had a long week.
Here you go. Here's your cork.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
I don't know. I keep corks from important events, but that's about it.
You will keep this one?
Why would I keep that one?
You need it.
What
anyway.
Important event? Anyway.
Cheers.
Our
everybody
friendship?
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, ooh. Cheers. Hmm.
Oh, wow.
What in the hell?
Huh.
This hardly even tastes like beer.
Alright, so this was bottled on March 28th of 2023.
Hmm.
So it's been
almost
aging.
A year.
Yeah, it's been aging for a good amount of time. It's 7.5%.
Great.
Phenomenal.
Great. What do you guys think? Just off the top, notes. What do you taste?
I don't know if it's my palate getting more defined or like this is just very distinct, but I've never tasted something and think and immediately think, this has layers. Like, this has layers. Like, it's like sour, and then it's like you get the yeast and the and like the, you know, and
well,
then
we got layers.
We got layers. And then at the very tail end you get like apple, like it's fruity.
Yeah.
So it's like sour but also like, you know, bitter.
Yeah. What you got, Ruben?
Yeah, it's definitely like she said, it's very cidery. Hardly even tell it's a beer.
I would say it has like a slightly like beer-ish, like harsher like front, but then like by the time it's down, it's,
yeah, by the time you take yeah. it down, it's just whew.
It's like apple cider.
But if somebody poured this for you, this looks like a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like
does it?
Yeah, it looks like a crispy boy, like not yeah. like your thick. It looks almost like a hazy IPA.
I yeah. know. I could drink this and trick everyone into thinking I'm drinking a hazy.
Yeah,
yeah, you could.
And then absolutely. You would die. After you have three of them.
Yeah.
But like I said, this is from Russian River up north. All of us have been wanting to go to Russian
yeah.
River.
You know,
just
I was,
in general.
I was thinking about doing Air D&D for my birthday, like my 30th, in Russian River.
Let's do it.
I mean, but also it's a lot to ask people to travel somewhere for my 30th birthday, but it's my 30th
birthday. Let's make it a convoy.
Maybe.
But it is a barrel-aged ale. Like I said, it's on the label 9 to 12 months. So it's been sitting.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
It's a baby.
Out of 5 bottle caps, what are you guys giving it? Alex, you first.
3.75.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Maybe 4. I'll give it a 3.75.
I'll give it a solid 4. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll give it a 4 too. Like I genuinely think I don't think I can drink this all day. Just because of how hard it hits.
Yeah.
But also, like, goddamn, it's good. Ruben, I just noticed you're missing a...
Yeah, my glass is broken. I'm having a week.
Oh, my God.
He's been here for 20 minutes, and I just noticed.
I didn't notice until you pointed it out.
Goddamn.
What happened?
I don't know.
This is Ruben's no good, very bad week.
He's having a rough one.
He's having a bad...
It's
bad.
Okay.
You just said you're having a bad
I know,
week.
But I'm trying to be positive.
We're I was trying to be positive, and everyone was being a freaking weirdo.
We're ending it on a high note. Ruben and I, 4. Alex, 3.75. Honestly, that's a pretty high rating for you.
Yeah.
Considering it's beer, but also...
Well, I like beer. I'm just particular.
Yeah, but this is not bad.
No, I like it.
At the end of the day.
Honestly, it does, like... have a very warm, fuzzy feeling already, yeah. which is like...
Yeah, I'm already feeling calm. I gotta guess there.
Hello,
Goosey.
Bowie. Now that we're drinking this not stout, let's get emo with it. We're gonna be talking about Louder Now from Taking Back Sunday.
Woo.
Alex, talk about our emo boys.
Yes, with pleasure. Taking Back Sunday is an emo pop punk alt band from Long Island, New York. They formed in 1999 by guitarist Eddie Reyes and bassist Jesse Lacey. Lacey quit and formed the band Brand New in 2000. Did you guys have any dog in that fight of like the Brand New versus...
I had no idea until I did this. I had zero idea.
I don't even listen to anything from Take It Back Sunday prior to 2000, so yeah. I mean,
I love Brand New also, so it's just, you know, I don't know if I necessarily have a dog in that fight, but
great.
The story is that the guitarist, lead vocalist, or vocalist John Nolan, hit on / hooked up with Lacey's girlfriend.
Oof, and it got weird, y'all.
Yeah. The band name was taken from a song by Long Island band called The Waiting Process. Nolan reached out to Adam Lazara to be the new bass player, but in December he switched to being the band's lead singer. Mark O'Connell, the drummer, brought in.
That wasn't even a typo.
Woo! She's already drunk.
No, you guys saw me take that hit earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Brought in Sean Cooper to fill in the bass vacancy. While performing as an unsigned band, the band got a lot of contract offers from labels, but nothing ever came of them, I guess. A couple notable contracts to mention was one from Triple Crown Records, but they were nervous about signing Taking Back Sunday because they had just signed Brand New. who obviously the band has and I think continues to have beef with. And another from Drive Thru Records, the co-owner of the label was confused and thought John Nolan was Jesse Lacey.
Could you imagine being offered like, hey, Jesse, we love your band, and you're sitting there as John like,
who?
Who are you reaching out for? Like,
yeah.
Tell do me, you know or do you not know?
Yeah. Eventually, they signed with Victory Records in December of 2021.
So much, I wasn't aware there was so much beef.
Yeah.
Dude, I had no, as soon as I started writing this, I was like, why is there pop punk beef? Like, what the hell is happening?
Because yeah. We're all emotional and petty.
Hold on, I need to double check something really quick.
Alex, pull that up.
Yeah.
Jamie, can you pull that up real quick?
Hold on.
She's pulling it up. I wasn't ready for that to be so close to me.
Okay, that's what I thought. Jesse Lacey, I don't know if we're going to talk about it, but has been facing allegations.
Oh, I did not bring that up. What do you got?
It's about the implications.
The implications.
No, I remember basically... I like Brand New, but I had to stop listening to it for this reason. But Lacey was accused of sexual misconduct by two women who were under 18 when
good job,
it happened.
Idiot.
Around this time?
Yeah. So
it basically came out
in 2017, but the alleged events occurred 15 years prior while they were underage and Lacey was in his early 20s.
Oh, shit.
And it's like this whole thing because like... at that point, he already has a wife and a kid,
yeah.
And like,
so double dumbass. So
I don't know if it,
up,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah. He did apologize publicly on Brand New's Facebook page for cheating, because this is when there's with his now wife, and admitted to having a sex addiction in the past, which he had sought treatment for over a decade before the allegations were brought public.
So he went for the rich. Cop out with the sex addiction.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Ruben's rubbing his face.
It's just dumb. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
On the circle, right? Right here?
Yeah.
Cool. Just want to make sure it's picking you up.
I hope so.
It's picking you up.
So, that's the...
The cheese man.
And that's why I was just like, I like Brand New. Why haven't I been listening to Brand
New? Because they ain't got no Brand New shit.
Because he got real Brand New and huh?
That's
anyway,
bad.
Ruben, back to our Taking Back Sunday boys.
Back to your regularly scheduled program. Fast forward to 2005. Taking Back Sunday was co-headlining a tour with Jimmy Eat World. Hey, I like them. But they introduced two new tracks, Error Operator and What It Feels Like to Be a Ghost. They signed to Warner Brothers Records on June 10th, 2005, and would announce they'd be releasing their third album later in 2005. Error Operator was the first song from the upcoming album to be released when it was put on a video game soundtrack for Fantastic Four.
Does anybody play Fantastic Four?
The video game?
The video game.
I'm assuming this is for, like, the original Fantastic Four.
I'm talking, yeah, like bad Fantastic Four.
Like, our boy Captain America was playing the Human Torch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like 2000, yeah.
Chris Evans, Human Torch.
No, that's the age of bad
Marvel.
Well, bad games based on movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big oof.
The more I keep thinking about it, the more I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that game sucked.
Yeah.
On September 21st, 2005, the band announced they had started recording the album. They recorded at Barefoot Studios in L.A., and by January 2006, the album was completed. They announced the name Louder Now the following month. The singles within the release dates are Make Damn Sure on March 14th, 2006, 2020 Surgery on August 28th, 2006, Liar Takes One to Know One on November 6th, 2006,
Liar,
What It Feels Like to Be a Ghost on December 31st, 2006, and My Blue Heaven on April 2nd, 2006. They just fucking released half the album.
So much of the album, like singles, were after the album was released.
That's weird.
I mean, Paramore
did
that,
weird.
But like, they only did it with one song.
No, this
what song was that?
You know what? You're going to have to go listen to the Paramore episode.
The only song that came out before the album was released was Make Damn Sure. Because, Ruben.
Yeah.
When did Louder Now come out?
September 20. No. What did it say?
April.
I can't read! April 25th, 2006.
Good luck.
Yeah. So Make Damn Sure was the only one that came out before that album.
That's weird.
That's fucking weird as hell.
I guess, I mean, back in those days, like, you could probably do that and call it a release, because, like, I know I didn't buy the CD. Like,
I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
I love the song, though. I love Make Damn Sure.
I've seen it live.
Shut up. No, I'm kidding.
We'll get to it.
I know. I thought it was fine live.
Make Damn Sure was nominated, I can speak words, for MTV Viewer Choice Award. It was also number 67 on Cleveland.com, tops 100 pop punk songs. 2 months after its release, the album was certified gold. It was number 124th on Billboard's 200 Albums of the Year end chart. By May 2009, it sold 674,000 copies.
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Do you guys remember the music video?
Yeah.
Nope.
So, I remember the music video because the music video came out right around the time Honest Mistake from the Bravery was out.
Mm-hmm.
The Best of You from the Foo Fighters is out.
Yes.
And the one reason I will never forget it was because the Foo Fighters and Make Damn Sure both had the same shot of the, like, rattlesnake coming in and biting that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Both songs had the same exact fucking footage
they
of
used
that.
The same stock footage.
They went for the stock footage, and I was sitting there, like, I would walk by sometimes and, like, you know, maybe I just came out the shower, my brother's watching TV, and I was like, oh, cool, The Best of You. And I was like, no, it's Make Damn Sure. And I'm like, damn it. Like, I would try to guess at that point, because if I caught it at there...
You know.
Yeah,
if you're
going to
guess which music video it is, you better make damn sure.
God damn it.
Give her inspiration.
She's freshly out of San Diego, everybody. New car, Alex Webster!
Yay, I have a car.
All right, so let me get to some reviews for you guys. Critic reviews on Metacritic. They got 13. 7 are positive, 6 are mixed. Entertainment Weekly says, Louder Now justifies its name thanks to a chunkier array of riffs and choruses.
Okay.
That's from August 2006. Let me find a blended one. From Uncut, a somewhat humorous affair. That's all they had to say.
That's bizarre.
From Blender, 60 out of 100. Without a target for their ire, Taking Back Sunday opt to sheer emo relentlessness.
There's parts, yeah.
So what do you guys think? All right, so let me give you guys something from the users. 10 out of 10 from May 9th, 2006. Louder Now is definitely a CD to listen to. It is amazing. I love Taking Back Sunday. As good as their first two albums, 8 out of 10. But, of course, we got to get that 0 out of 10.
Tell me more.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Okay, while people are saying this isn't an emo album, it's still what they classify it as. Taking Back Sunday is still one of those bands where you don't listen to emo music, you aren't going to like them. I'm sorry, this is exactly how it reads. I am one of those people. To tell me they and every other emo band just like them are just another group of whiny people who hate life.
By the God.
0 out of 10.
My God.
Jesus Christ. to you guys with the track list. What's It Feel Like to Be a Ghost? Liar, It Takes One to Know One. Make Damn Sure. Up Against Blackout. My Blue Heaven. 2020 Surgery, Spin, Divine Intervention, Miami, Error Operator, I'll Let You Live, Please Hold, I gotta find Brooklyn, If You See Something, Say Something, and Sleep.
I did not listen to the deluxe version, sorry.
You're fine.
So the last two I haven't heard.
Well, Asleep in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Oh, I did, but I fell asleep. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are back. Ruben, track number one. What's it feel like to be a ghost? Let me get your notes.
Well, dope rip. Dope riff off the very beginning. Very 2006 feel.
Dude. Definitely. Yes.
At first, I was like, is this Jet? Am I listening to Jet right now? The how he hits the so what? I was like, oh god, yeah, I remember those.
I would say this whole album is like quintessentially 2006.
Yes, it's definitely of its era. Honestly, I don't 100% know what the song is about, but I don't need it to enjoy it. I imagine Alex has broken it down already.
I mean, it seems very like this is them talking about like high school relationships. And that's like, what I it felt. Like, you know,
it just seemed what's like... it feel like to be a ghost?
Yeah, that's some shit.
Louder now.
Well, I also like. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. And the whole time I was just kind of thinking the way the pacing of the song was. I've got a bad feeling about this. Like, that's all I was hearing.
I mean, is this their first album?
This is third.
This is the third album.
Yikes.
Cute Without an E like, came out before
I think this.
This
is the first one.
Yeah, you're right.
The first one on a major label.
Gotcha. I liked, like, so I wrote, we're saying the title of the album right away.
So, yeah.
Good night, everybody.
I like that they, like, it's like the introduction to, like, a musical, like, it's like immediately we're just like, oh, Oklahoma, like, it's just like we're getting it out of the way.
I've had a Hamilton.
Exactly. Like, they're like, okay, we know what we are. We're telling you what it is.
I'm sorry. We can do this all night.
I also like how this is such, like, a 2000, early 2000s emo album in the sense that, like, the songs, like, the end of this song ties into the next song, ties into the next song. Like, it's all very, like, I love that shit. I know it's, like, kind of, like, people don't do that. I think people need to do that more.
Yeah.
In albums. I think, like...
No, that's a lost thing. A lot of people don't do that anymore.
I love it. It always just makes everything feel so much more cohesive and, like, nice. But...
I literally wrote, like, the intro is very fun. The harmonies on, like... What's it feel like to be a ghost? Because he's got like three other voices behind him. But the hook is the biggest Warped Tour vibes.
Yeah.
Like, louder now.
It's so good.
But I also think it reminds me of, have you guys seen Some Kind of Monster? The Metallica movie?
Parts of it.
When they made St. Anger.
Yes, I have seen it.
So they wanted to name St. Anger Frantic after the first song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think it was like an opposite thing where like they go, oh, we want to name the album Louder Now. And so they're like, cool. And they're like, hey, we don't like that the first song is named after the album. So you got to change it. And they're like, what's it feel like to be a ghost? Like,
yeah.
We don't fucking care. Like, it is what it is. But I did dig after like that slow part of the, like when it broke down for a little bit, they brought back that intro riff before they hit you with that, like, what's it feel like to be a ghost again? Like, that was really cool. Obviously, this was the opener of like touring on this album.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Sure. Oh, I mean, well, it's such a good, like, classic high energy opener.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That I can see that, like, absolutely, like, it, that playing, like, suddenly, like, the lights come on for the show, everyone's standing there, and it's the beginning, like, riff, like, that's iconic.
It was great. But let's move on to track two. Liar takes one to no one. Alex, you
Liar!
Liar!
What
do you got?
Liar! oh, man. I do like this song. I like the end of the chorus, where it's like, then we're all choir boys at best, intrusive and arrogant. Intrusive and arrogant.
Okay, now I have a fun question.
Yeah,
are
sure.
All choir boys intrusive and arrogant? Because I don't know.
Are you speaking out of experience? Like,
I'm not a choir boy. I was never a choir boy.
No, you weren't. What were you?
A guy.
An altar boy.
An altar boy, that's right.
Is it different than, like... I don't know. I don't do religion things.
Yes, they're different.
It is a huge difference.
Yeah.
The altar boys get molested.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. A tear just fell down.
Unmolested, Danny Gutierrez.
Unmolested.
Unpredictable.
I just never understood.
No, next time you're on
Unmolested. Oh, I have one for you later. I have one for Horrible People's for Alex later.
Well, is it 9/11?
If you say predatory lesbian, I will fly across the table and beat the shit out of you.
Also, go back and listen to Trash Month, apparently, where Alex Webster claims...
To be a predatory lesbian.
No.
No, she was baptized with predatory lesbian.
It's Phil's fault. It's Phil's fault.
Yeah, I was baptized with it because he thought I would... Yeah, when did I talk to him about that? Like, I was just like, that's my legacy now. Thanks, you fuck.
The living girl / predatory lesbian.
I literally, when I heard that episode, I immediately messaged her right after.
He did. I got a message on Instagram just like, predatory lesbian. I'm like, great!
Great. Damn it.
Fuck.
Anyway,
someone else talk about their thoughts. It's a great song. It's stuck in my head currently at this moment.
I like the way it mixed from 1 to 2. Like, it was clearly to go in that way.
But it's keeping the energy.
It's one of those things where, like, it's a chop suey intro.
Yeah.
And I love the lyric.
It's the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love the lyric, I'm an addict for dramatics.
Oh, you stole my line.
And then I again questioning: are all choir boys intrusive and arrogant? The distorted sounds of the voices at the end. I feel like they were trying to tell me something, but like I couldn't get it. It was cool, but it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, kill your family. No, okay, like...
You play it backwards, and it's just, like, shoot up school.
Get the gun.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Fuck yeah, Chicago.
Ruben, what did you think of Liar?
That segue.
Again, the symbols they carry into from the last song into this song, like we were just talking about. Something that we don't hear anymore, really, but the dual, like, lead vocals... I don't know who does both the vocals, but, you know, it's always been one of those songs, like, when you want to sing, but you can't because there's two people singing.
Yeah.
So you're just, like, cutting yourself off all the time.
Mm-hmm. Or you're out of breath trying to do both. Yeah, absolutely, exactly.
I was put, I'm an addict for dramatics. I confuse the two for love.
Yes.
Oh, dude, that lyric is so hard.
So good.
I like the atonal kind of shift at the bridge that kind of brings in the guitar riff again. Mm-hmm. That to me felt super emo. That was emo vibe right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got real heavy, or not real heavy, but there was some heaviness at the end of that song to close it out. I was like, fuck yeah, some fucking weight. That's what I need. No, I liked it. It was good. It's probably like, you know, like...
I think it's one of the songs that we didn't appreciate.
At the time,
I do now.
Okay, yeah.
Now I really like it. Well, you know, it's funny.
While we, you know, there was a break that just happened, and during it, I went, liar, liar. And Danny, I was just like, and I mentioned liking the song, and it was just like, it's not my favorite song. He's like, liar?
But it's honestly, like, something I would have skipped when I was a youth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we kind of said a little bit before we started, but there's some songs on here that now as an adult, I'm like, ugh. But now as an adult also, I can appreciate, like, Liar. Liar to me, when I was young, now, like, fuck yeah, I like that song a lot.
I think I definitely would have skipped it as a youth.
Curious.
Anyway, slapper alert.
Why'd you do that to me?
Also for you, too.
Oh, God,
what's this?
Death Row Records.
Oh no, it's the grape drink.
I got
drink.
The grape Happy Dads, everybody.
It's the grape drink.
USA. USA. There it is.
Cheers,
kids.
It smells like grape
drink. It smells like Kool-Aid.
I love it. But we're on to Make Damn Sure.
That's so good. What the fuck?
Her face looked like it attacked her. She's like, ah.
Literally, best Happy Dad you can buy is the grape Happy Dad.
Oh my goodness.
That's so good. What the fuck? It tastes like Kool-Aid. It tastes just like grape Kool-Aid.
This is the most terrifying drink ever.
I could chug this.
What's the percentile on this?
Five. It's just a seltzer.
Still.
Five for a seltzer is hard.
You drink four of these, you're feeling
I mean, it's like average, but also... If you start chugging these, it's a problem.
Oh, not to... Already on the tangent. Not to tangent more, but have you seen the Voodoo Ranger teas?
Yes, but no. I don't think I've seen it wild.
Ruben took off his glasses in dramatics, too.
It's because my glasses were falling off my face because they're broken. No, they have, like, the Voodoo Ranger peach... Or, like, peach tea. Fuck. Like, juice for... It's so good. I had one the other night.
Oh, my God.
New stuff. That's my summer drink. I found it.
Alright.
We're about to ruin Alex's life.
No.
No.
Anyway, make damn sure.
Remember, you guys can't drink in my pool, so you're not ruining my life.
We'll make damn sure we're drinking that pool.
We're going to make damn sure of everything. It's a fucking slapper alert.
Slapper alert!
Oh my god. Immediately, a lot of nights spent with your obvious weakness, you are shaking at the thought because you are everything I want. Because you are
everything I'm not!
Oh my god! How close is close enough?
How close is close enough?
I just wanna break ya!
You hollow out my hungry. Oh my god, this whole album? I didn't even write notes, I wrote lyrics. Because this song fucks.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing more cathartic than, like, in your room or wherever and saying, I just want to break you down so badly in the worst way.
In the worst way!
It's so like, fucking good.
Oh my god.
And it's, you know, it hits just as good when you're scream singing it in your car. Like, it's so, like...
That's true.
I know, because I listened to the album again on my drive back.
Dude, me too. And I love that it's song 3 because I need it nice and early.
Yeah.
But like,
I have thoughts about that, though, about like just the overall makeup of the album.
Yeah. But like, on the way to Emo Night the other week, like, it came up because Lexi drove, and so she had like an emo playlist on. It came up, and I was like, let's fucking go!
It came on while I was driving, too.
I also put
on emo music to, like, pregame.
I will say, the only song I'm upset that didn't come up was Let's Get Fucked Up and Die. One of the Motion City songs.
It's funny, I was gonna text you. I was listening to a different, like, Midwest emo playlist, and that song came on, God, and I was just like, let's go! Because that album also is very important to
Motion
me as a person.
Slaps.
One day we'll have to do that. So, Ruben, while you were up front, because we went to emo night, I took this photo of, like, the light behind you and your arms. You're sweaty, so you're, like, glistening.
Do I look great?
Look at that.
Do I look phenomenal? Oh, I got to put my glasses back on.
Oh, my God.
You're backlit.
Yo! I look like a fucking monster. I look like I'm about to save the night. Batman?
There were moments
you want me to send it to you?
Yeah, hell yes.
Where we all
profile looked, picture.
There were moments
just
when we
with
all
the
looked
emo
over.
In the
Who
back,
is that
bro?
Man? Oh, yeah, here you go. Who is that man?
There were so many times where we would look over and we're like, where the fuck is Ruben? Because we look at him on the stage. We couldn't even see you, but we could see your shape. And we're like, he's the biggest dude on the fucking stage. It was so fucking good, dude. But I will say, like, when it goes from, you won't ever get too far from me. But, like, the drums. I want to break you down. Like, so hard. That's just such a great way to bring back that hook. Like, I love this song. This song is a staple.
I mean, I think we're all kind of in consensus with this episode, or with this song. Episode, good God. But it's just, it's the most iconic Taking Backs, other than Cute.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
It's the highlight.
Mm-hmm,
it's easily the highlight.
Yeah.
100%.
Seeing it live was pretty sick. Like, I know, like, it was very different because I saw it in 2022, so, you know, but...
So you got to see it before the album came out.
2022, sir.
Oh, sorry. I heard
2002?
Yeah.
Is that what you thought I said?
Yeah.
2002, she would have been like 4.
I was 7. Fuck you.
Also, a few beers deep. I had a Pliny the Younger, by the way.
Woo! He's lit.
Slapped.
Yeah, I'm high, so...
I'm not on your guys' level.
Drink more.
Aye, Captain.
Anyway, Alex, what's the next track?
Shit, sorry.
I didn't say a damn thing.
What do you got on this? I thought you were disagreeing with me.
I was.
He has notes.
I have opinions. No, I just repeat everything you guys said. It's just heavy enough that it's not like So there's like a little bit of, around this time, there's a little bit of consensus of whether or not like things are emo versus if things are seen. And I believe the weight of the, she's got opinions.
Oh my god, her hands are moving. Help.
So they're not mutually exclusive. They do go in between each other. But this is by far the heaviness of the song and the lyric makeup. This is emo. This makes emo.
This is 100% emo
classic
song.
Classic emo.
Again, how close is close enough? Fucking, when I'm singing the song, I wait for that part, and I sing that part, because everyone else is...
Close is close enough.
Yeah.
One day, so good. One day at the New Wave, we're all just going to, like, go in on this song together, and that would be
I'm down for it. Now that I listen to it as an adult again, a little stalkery at the bridge. Well, like,
oh, yeah.
Too far.
Yeah.
Bro, been there.
That you can't ever leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, I've been there. Just let it go. It's not worth it.
There's a few things that happen on this album.
No, but
there are. Yeah. Like, I'm just like,
it's meant
chill.
To be over exaggerated.
Yeah.
Totally. I know. Like, yeah, for the art. But
the vibe is when something is too cute and you love it too much, it makes you violent, but it goes unhinged.
Yeah, it's that impulse, like, you know, like people get to like squeeze like babies
really
or
yeah.
cats and or like a puppy.
But this is like, I want to destroy you.
It's
you're too beautiful
Lenny
to live.
Yeah. We're getting a little Lenny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not the rabbits, George. The rabbits.
Alex,
are we
yes.
old?
What's next?
Up against parentheses blackout on parentheses.
What do you got?
I like this song. I think it. Here's my thing, and I was talking about it. I said it very, very briefly. I feel like the album is very top heavy. So in terms of like how I like the songs, it's like each. It's like less and less outside of Make Damn Sure with each like song. Yeah. Excuse me.
Alex has been sniffing the cork, by the way.
I know, I've just been fucking with it. I haven't been sniffing it.
She's sniffing it.
Great, cool.
It's like coke.
I do cocaine!
And I'm just like this regularly. I'm not even drunk yet.
But no, like, the bridge, less is more, except when it comes to mistakes.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! That line! Oh my god!
Woo! Yeah, how long is long? That depends on how long it takes. The years, not months. Yeah. Whew, so good. I like this song. But anyway.
I put, the intro sounds like a great one for live shows.
Yeah.
And then, like, we get the call and response, and the verse is kind of slow, but it's short, and we go back to that upbeat hook.
Mm-hmm.
The less is more line is incredible, and then the repeating minute at the end was really good.
Yes.
I really like that.
Ruben.
So, okay. Again, talking about the pacing of this album, the next couple songs, I have very little about.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because adult brain now. And honestly, I don't remember these songs ever listening to them
before.
I think
it is adult brain.
Yeah, so I... So, like, for Up Against, I put, it's okay. Bridge is complex in a way that I could appreciate, but not enough for me to listen to the whole song all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the best part of this was the bridge with the kind of meta breakdown before getting to the end of the song. That was real dope. I liked it a lot. Not enough for me to, like, listen to the song to get just
totally.
To get to that. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, up next, My Blue Heaven. Oh. Ruben, what you got?
Okay. Who the hell? Someone got their happy love song mixed up in my self-hate emo music. What the fuck? I don't want to hear this.
I don't want to hear about your happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking... This was like... It was out of left field. Kind of messed up the pace of the album for me. If I don't click with the song, the first couple seconds, or even the first 10 seconds I'm hearing a song, brain turns off.
Really?
Yeah. That's just how my brain works. If I hear something I don't like or I don't feel anything when it comes on, brain turns off and it's just noise to me.
Okay.
So that's what the song was. It was just noise.
So my reaction when I saw that title, I was like, Dodger Stadium? No?
No.
Okay.
Dodger Stadium? It sits on a hill above Los Angeles.
Yeah. My Blue Heaven. Dodger Stadium.
Whatever.
It's
because he's excited because baseball is coming back.
Baseball's coming back.
Back, baby!
It's almost time for Dodgers baseball.
The lyrics I have are adulterous condition to a spin-cycled submission.
Ah, so good.
Both a patient boy and a jealous man. double standardized suspicion. Though we swing and we stay, and this tiny voice in my head starts to sing, "You're safe, child, you are safe." It, that part specifically, mm-hmm. it could be used like as a horror movie. Like, it could be a totally tagline. Like, they could slow that mm-hmm. down and make it real creepy.
Give it the old Stranger Things treatment.
Yeah, give it something like...
Yeah, I also didn't like this song, Ruben.
But I dig those lyrics, mm-hmm. but, like, I think the song overall is kind of like... Yeah.
I feel like they compensated... Like, the music for the lyrics. So the lyrics are great.
Yeah.
The song is just kind of eh to me. I think this is the beginning of my soggy middle of the album.
Yeah.
In the way that, like,
soggy middle.
Moist.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway.
We are children.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. but, yeah, I think it's, like, it's a fine song, but, it, like, I... My two or three listens through on the album, I was just like, I forgot this song existed. I will continue to forget this song exists. It's very, it stands out in its mediocrity to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember it because of its mediocrity, but that's just me. All these songs also kind of sound the same. Like, yeah. It's emo sound. Yeah. Like, I get that. But, like, I love this album. Don't come for me. I love this album. But, like, they all kind of sound the same.
Yeah, they blend after a while.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to 2020 Surgery. I literally wrote, I don't know, meh. I like the, I don't need you like you think that. But overall, this song was whatever to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only note I have for this song. This song was kind of whack.
I agree. This song and My Blue Heaven, I was just like, it's very, I'm very ambivalent and meh about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I literally have one line. It's okay. 100%. I try to get into the lyrics. Like, maybe there's something in the lyrics. It just sounds...
I listened to it twice. I was sitting there like...
Nope. It was an attempt.
It's repetitive. I'm looking at the lyrics right really, now.
It was an attempt to be deep.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, use symbolism for things. And just... It missed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big agree.
You know, they say hindsight's 20/20.
I wanted to make a 2020 joke, but I refrained.
God damn it.
Oh, I'm not as classy as you are.
I have both of my eyeglass arms.
Leave me alone.
Every time I've been looking over at Ruben, I'm like...
I'm aware of my struggle.
We can fix them.
I had the other piece, but it was taped to it, and I lost it at the strip club. Yeah, leave me alone.
When were you at the strip club?
You missed the conversation. I'll tell you about it later.
God damn it. next up, Alex, introduce the next song.
Yeah. Spin, which is a song I actually really like. Yeah. This is, like, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the song's about, because there's, like, abortion talk.
I think it's metaphor.
That abortion line slaps.
That's what I have
that abortion line fucks.
Well, also, like, the bridge, I treat it like a disease. Sure, it's rough around the edges. It's the only thing you see. I don't know. I like the song. It's fun. I like it. It's very much a breath of fresh air after the last two songs.
100%. I concur. First line is, oh, here we fucking go. About time. It brought energy back into the rest of the album.
Mm-hmm.
The abortion you had left clinically dead, it made it easier to lie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that
it's
shit.
Like that Sum 41 song where, like, it's like, it was a creative choice to be like, have an abortion.
Nice bridge with the downward shift brings it back was like a nice change before the end where it hits heavy again. I like their heavy hits at the end of their songs on this album have been like really good.
Yeah.
And again, this kind of flows into the next song, but the next song is, we'll talk about that. But
maybe some final controversy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So again, the abortion line I think was really tough. That shit was hard hitting. But also, this intro is very. I Caught Fire by the Used.
Ooh!
Like, that, as soon as I heard it, I was like, I
gasped. Who are you?
Like, oh, shit, let's go! And I was like, wait, this is the Used? Yeah, but, like, I dig it. Like, it was so good. And they brought it back, and, like, at some point in the middle of the song, I like that a lot. Honestly, I think it's one of the unsung heroes of this album. but nobody knows about it because
underrated.
The only thing we care about is McDavid.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, question, Danny. Do all corks tell you what glass to pour your beer in?
No.
This one does.
Oh, I know it does.
Curious.
It's a tulip glass.
It's a little tulip glass instead of a like a pint glass.
Classy.
Also, if you ever have the opportunity, pour your beer into a tulip glass. I don't care what the fuck it is. Tulip glass every day.
Okay, do you have a tulip glass?
I have so many tulip glasses. I was going to
say. Definitely tulips goes in sours for sure.
Yeah.
Or sours go in tulips for sure. What?
Anywho, Ruben, what's the next
song?
Ruben
and I are going to fight.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either.
Hopefully we'll have to with this divine intervention.
Hey!
I love when D&D songs are song titles, or D&D things are song titles.
So
I would like to use my divine intervention. Fuck!
God comes out. I want to break you down so badly. God?
Emo God.
He has like...
Emo God. Concept for new D&D character.
God damn it.
What have you done?
It was going to happen.
You did this.
I only have two notes. One, don't whisper in my fucking ear, bro. Last time I heard this song, I had my headphones on, and it's just like this... He's like really close to the microphone.
Yeah.
And singing really low-like, and I'm like... Give me
ASMR.
Like ASMR. If you like ASMR, cool. I don't like ASMR like that.
I did
so,
like the song.
So that's because you like him breathing in your ear.
Oh, I mean, I like that in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it.
And I was like, count me out of this song.
Damn.
I wrote, again, nice mix from the previous song into this one. I dig the acoustic intro. I was like, ooh, okay. Okay, here we go. You're vicious and romantic.
God damn it.
Perhaps a rebrand for predatory lesbian Alex Webster?
Me? Vicious and romantic? I mean, I am, but like...
There we go.
That sounds like a tagline for predatory lesbian.
Yeah. I don't want to be a...
Can we get a rebrand?
I can't emphasize this enough. I'm not a lesbian.
Can we get a rebrand for predatory lesbian Alex Webster?
Yeah. Oh,
this is Phil's fault.
Yeah, rebrand it so that it...
predatory bisexual doesn't roll off the tongue.
Exactly.
Predatory lesbian is kind of fun. But also, could we not... We're going to establish it now. Not predatory lesbian Alex Webster.
Thank you.
But Phil Acevedo did this.
Thank you.
Go find him on YouTube.
Yeah. At Phil Acevedo.
But this song... Honestly, this song feels like... like cut from the archives Dashboard Confessional song.
Interesting. I said a different band.
Ooh. What did you say?
I said that... So, first off, same lyric. Despondent, distracted, you're vicious and romantic. It had Jimmy Eat World vibes to me.
That would make sense.
Ooh. I got Jimmy Eat World later.
Yeah, this is Jimmy Eat World vibes to me. But yeah, that first line, despondent, distracted, you're vicious and romantic. These are a few of my favorite things. Like, I love any callback to fucking favorite things. Like, just like...
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Whiskeys on kittens.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry. Yeah, like we're stubborn and melodramatic. Just a lot of the descripting words were great. I liked this song. It took me a couple listens. Like, it grew on me the first time I listened to it. I was just like, why does this song that's like a D&D thing that I frequently use? Like, why does this song suck? And then I listened to it again, and I'm like, I don't think it does suck. I enjoy it. So, anyway, that's it.
Could you describe your bard? He's gay.
he has an interesting relationship with classical music. There's many interesting things about him.
God damn it. We're going to move on to Miami, a.k.a. Miami.
Miami.
Let me give you guys a quote.
Miami.
The whole truth is nothing but a good excuse.
I like that. It goes hard.
Whoever I was then, I can't ever be again. And that fucking solo.
Yes.
That solo was so good. And then... The terror held in the wedding
yes,
bells
God damn it.
And comfort in there's no one else.
the truth be told, I'm never gonna know.
Yeah, I think, again, this is one of those songs where the lyrics carry way more than the music did. In my opinion.
Yes.
The lyrics slap. They were great. What do you guys got?
If it wasn't followed by Miami, 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 Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, that shit turned me off so bad. Like, again, brain off. The solo was great. I love the great solo. Everything else is literally eh.
Yeah.
Eh. That's all I wrote.
I hated the song. Fantastic. This is my least favorite song on the album, I think. The Miami, Miami, Miami. Like, the only thing I appreciate is the lyrics that we talked about. But, like, the sound isn't really my vibe. Like, the fact that the chorus, it feels very unattached to the rest of the album.
Right?
I don't feel like it fits. Like, the same way that you guys feel about, was it Spin or Divine Intervention? Just like, it feels like it doesn't fit in. Like, it's like an out, like...
In
like,
My Blue Heaven.
Yeah.
I think Miami does not fit in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so weird, and, like, they have great lyrics, but just, like you said, the... Miami, Miami, but like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah,
feels lazy.
Like, they had a bunch of leftover lyrics for other songs and threw it in this one.
Yeah.
I was thinking more magnet, fridge magnet poetry. Like, yeah, just like those.
God,
like,
damn it. Where something. Have you been? Boom, boom, boom. Like, nice, nice,
nice,
nice.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
And there's just one postcard magnet on the fridge
from Miami. Fuck.
Like, I don't know this group very well.
I also just, like, don't like Miami, so.
I've never been.
Never been.
I just don't like Florida. Fuck Florida.
Never been.
Pensacola's okay. Jacksonville's okay. Orlando's okay.
2, 3, 4. We are the Jumbo Shrimp. Here to play a game. You brought up Jacksonville. I had to do it.
But I saw it in real life.
IRL.
I witnessed it. I've only heard of this happening.
There's no way I don't do it. So if somebody thinks of Jacksonville, it's gotta happen.
Yeah.
Was that from
Roundtable?
Yeah. Because they did it once on
last podcast.
Yeah. And they were laughing about it. I was like, what the fuck are these idiots doing?
Classic.
The best.
So
anyway, Alex, what's the next song?
Yes. The next song is Error Operator, fucking banger.
Operator.
This is an emergency.
I love this song.
It's a different song.
No, I know.
he just did it. No one said anything.
No.
But why?
Let me see. What's the lyrics? I don't know. I think it actually is more based on the sound than the lyrics for this one for me. Like, I don't. The flow of it is beautiful.
She flows.
What do you think?
She bangs.
What do you think of Error Operator?
Two notes. Eh. It seems like a failed attempt of being deep, using metaphor, didn't really feel it.
Interesting. I think a lot of this album is trying to use metaphor for...
Yeah, again, I feel like I'm going to unfortunately be very unhelpful at the back end of this album.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was talking about, where, like, I agree. I didn't hear all these songs growing up, but I bet 2006 Ruben would have loved this shit. But now as an adult, it's kind of, I'm past that point of angst. And it just doesn't.
I don't know, after the week you had, maybe you need it.
Maybe I need some angst.
You need to just lean into the angst and just scream "Make damn sure" in your car.
In the truck.
In my truck.
I wrote "I love me a bass intro." That was fucking
yes,
dope.
Yes, exactly.
But overall,
It's
kind of boring lyrically.
Fair. It's super boring lyrically.
Some fun guitar riffs are sprinkled in.
There's
but
a
like,
lot of repetitiveness.
Yeah, it's meh. Like.
Filler song.
Yeah. Ruben, what's the next one?
I'll Let You Live.
Will you?
I genuinely want to know your thoughts on this one.
I've got nothing.
Really?
Again, like, if I don't immediately attach to something in the song,
you just tune it out.
It tunes out. Yeah, that's why, if anyone's ever driven with me before, if I put a playlist of songs I've never heard of before, like just trying to learn new music, if something doesn't grab my attention within the first couple seconds,
I have seen this in next person.
Song.
I have seen
next
this
song.
Happen.
Next song. It has to, something has to grab me. And I'll give it, like, if it's a slow starting song, I'll give it a little bit more to see if anything does grab me. But I don't like to wait for my satisfaction.
Never mind.
Yeah, make a comment.
No. I, when we're not recording.
You can put me on blast. I don't care.
No. It's not about you. It's a self-drag. It is a self-drag.
Okay.
I'm not embarrassing myself any further on this fucking network.
Alex.
Yes. So this is the last song for the because I didn't listen to
the regular album.
I didn't listen to the deluxe version. I think it's a very slow kind of like chill song. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great way to close out the album. Also, it's a great, if you listen to it on repeat, there's a loop at the end into the beginning, which is cool.
That's cool. I do appreciate that. That's a big that's Ghost. The last album.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where it mixed into the last one, and you're sitting there like, wait, what?
And
like,
then it starts from the beginning, and you're stuck in a loop of listening to that album.
Oh, but actually, I do have one, though. I just saw it right now. Again, I get the impulse, but dude, it's not worth it. And I said, wow, I'm an adult now.
Tell me just how dangerous is second best. You've settled for less, and I'm sure you'll settle again.
Oh, yeah, I wrote that one down. Hell yeah. I wrote, does this make you feel safe? No, my dude. Like, absolutely nerd. Not. I do think the guitar solo had that funky, like, tone.
Yes.
That was kind of cool. And then I wrote, came as a gift from a good friend that disapproves but understands that you actively encourage all of my worst habits.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's like most of that verse.
Yeah. It's a lot. That's half the verse right there.
Yeah.
Don't
test me.
So you guys didn't listen to Brooklyn? If you see something, say something?
I did.
He did.
What do you think about it?
I didn't hear nothing, so I didn't say anything. Again, it was just...
It didn't grab you?
It didn't grab me. It was kind of boring, and this late in the album with the kind of misses already. Like
it's very repetitive.
Yeah.
This song is so repetitive. Yeah. And like it, they had the only lyric I wrote was, "I found a subtle genius in that white hot hatred of yours. Misuse is practiced, perfected, and played." I really like that. Like I like that idea, but also like, all right, do something with it instead of saying
you're poking
like,
it with a stick. Like, come on, do something.
Yeah,
come on.
Did you listen to Sleep?
I did.
What do you think of Sleep?
Went to sleep.
It literally put him to sleep.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what the song sounded like anymore.
Oh my god.
And I listened to it 3 times.
Me too.
And
oh wow.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, if I can't grab anything, it doesn't keep my attention and it just sounds like background noise and I just couldn't, yeah.
I think Brooklyn and Sleep are so repetitive where they had like minimal lyrics for the song.
Yeah.
And they wrote, literally in Sleep, they said, "Sleep on, we'll breathe the sweet air through your nose."
So, sleep?
What?
He's talking about literally
what
sleeping?
What the hell
he's
talking about?
Like, honk shoe, wee, 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 wee.
Yeah, like, let me hit you with that hard fucking apnea mask. Like, what the hell?
It's got the little nightcap and it's like going into
honk
his mouth.
Honk shoe, wee, 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 wee,
yeah.
Wee.
I thought it was fucking weird as hell.
It was... Yeah,
I could live without those last two.
Okay, I'm looking at the lyrics. "Well, we assure you the procedure is safe and routine. Dramamine sends haunting dreams." This man's talking about seeing the Hat Man. Like, fucking... Dramamine fucking sucks.
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah, fucking
dumbass.
Benadryl make you see the Hat Man.
Do y'all owe money to the Hat Man?
I do not.
The entire network does, apparently.
Fortunately for me, I didn't have that issue.
I don't get sleep paralysis very often, thank God.
Alright, but that's the last song out of this whole album. Woo-hoo. What do you guys feel? Out of five, let's say 5 people that you've broke down
so badly.
So for me, I'm going to say 2.5 without nostalgia factor. With nostalgia factor, 3.5.
Okay.
I think like it's very top heavy. Like the first like 4 or 5 songs are fucking banger after banger after banger. And then it's very hit and miss in the back half for me. I do like the overall composition. I think it's interesting. There was something that you were going to say, but like, or something that you said, but I do imagine like him, like the music video where he's like swinging the microphone.
Oh, dude, I think about that. Like, and it flips around his neck.
Yes.
Yeah. During Make That
yes,
Shirt.
During
dude,
Make
I know exactly
shirt.
What you're talking
it's
about.
It's freaking iconic.
It's so good.
But yeah, so I think, that's the Hat Man in this case. But no, it's a great album. I think, you know, it's a classic emo album. I just wish that there was a little bit more. Like, when I was listening to it, I got my years mixed up, and I thought this was their first album. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to give them a pass because it's their first album. And I'm like,
it definitely has first album vibes when it's
not. I was like, oh no, I'm embarrassed.
I think it's the first album on a major label.
Yes. So...
So like kind of, but like also
they've made songs before.
Yeah, they've been around for a minute.
Yeah,
who knows? It could have been some, you know, you need to put a love song in for the female demographic. You know, there could have been some behind the scenes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you giving it a run?
I'm giving it 2 abortions that left you clinically dead. the songs I have a new appreciation for Spin and Liar. I really like those songs. I think those are gonna go on the playlist somewhere.
Liar.
Make Damn Sure, that's an anthem, that's a classic. You don't go to any emo event or any emo playlist without that being on there
for sure.
But the rest of the album, a lot of this I'm gonna forget about. It's gonna go out my ear if it ever comes out, but in a conversation I'll be like, yeah, just because out of this whole album 3 songs stand out, and
yeah,
it's kind of lackluster. Yeah. So 2.
I'm going to give it a solid 2.25. Like,
man, again, maybe I should stand by my two and a half.
No, it's rough. Like, I want to give it 2.5, but also, like, I kind of with Ruben, we're like, what do I do with some of these songs? Like,
yeah.
Some of these songs, again, the instrumentals are great, but the lyrics are ass. And, like, again, a lot of people like to go after pop punk where, like, the lyrics don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
No, people fucking remember those lyrics. Like, especially us, like, elder emos. Like, we remember that shit.
I've never heard you refer to yourself as an elder emo before.
I'm not.
You just...
Us, like, our...
He's using the royal we.
Yeah, the royal
okay,
we.
I think me and you are the standard
yeah, like,
elder
it's like,
emos.
You two are more elder emo than me.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just... It's
as
one of those
I
things
wear
where, like,
fall
it's
kind
of...
Like, t-shirt.
Wait... Oh.
Don't worry about it. But it's one of those things where, like, oh, like, man, there's a lot of better albums that came out around this time. There's a lot of better bands that did more with their third album.
Yeah.
And it does feel very much like their first album. And so, but again, I'll never take away from Make Damn Sure. Make Damn Sure is a slapper.
Oh, the video is iconic. Yeah,
yeah. It hits me in such. It tickles my brain in such
it
a way.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Freaking 2006 was a heyday for fucking emo music.
Well,
yeah.
Like I said, this album came out, and then fucking Foo Fighters also dropped.
I think the Used.
Best of You.
Freaking,
the Used is something.
Welcome to the Black Parade came out this year.
Yeah.
2006.
So there's so many things that came out.
Face Down by Rich Jumpsuit
yeah.
came out.
Oh,
Miss Murder by AFI.
Hey, Miss Murder, can I?
Keep sorry. On a plane
oh
for
my god,
Miss
fucking,
Starship.
Yeah. Fucking Escape the Fate Situations came out in 2006.
This album was this year was insane.
This that, album, like, okay, I Escape the Fate, there's a lot of controversy there, but the album that came out in 2006 is a freaking classic, and I'll stand by it.
Matchbook Romance Monsters came out. It was a crazy year for emo music.
Yeah. It was
Calling All Cars.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
I just think 2006 was a crazy year, so most of this album got overshadowed. And
yeah.
I feel like it should have. The only song that mattered was Make Damn Sure.
And they did.
Liar, I heard a
but
lot.
I do dig those like other songs that were like unappreciated and
mm-hmm.
like hearing those. So that was cool, but overall, meh.
Nah.
But that's our episode, y'all.
Woo!
Ruben, plug yourself, plug things, plug humans.
Sticking my finger into the plug.
The amount of concern on Alex's face. Help!
So
I'm not liable for this.
It's okay, I signed the waiver already. Like he said, my name is Ruben. If you want to find me somewhere, I'm on Instagram at REC Matrix. I like the gym, I like raccoons, I like music, emo or otherwise. I also am one of the DMs on Turning Tables Podcast with my two favorite DMs here, Danny and Alex. We cycle through. I was your first guy. Right now it's Alex at this time of recording. Danny coming up a little bit after.
Yeah, at this rate we'll be here for, we'll be there forever.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what's in store. And then I also have a podcast called Plot Armor Plus. Well, at least a copy of me, a clone of myself, is out in space somewhere watching animes and being experimented on. So if you want to hear about animes you may or may not have heard of, give it a listen. I recently had myself on as a guest.
It was very funny.
Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
It was good. I haven't caught up yet, but I'll be there.
Yeah, it was weird. It was hard to do, but I got it out there. So hopefully by the time... Nope, it won't be out by the time this one comes out. So
it'll
never
honestly,
mind.
Next week?
Mine comes out...
Not this week, next
not
week.
Not this week, but next week.
It-
so, yes.
Yeah. It might come out right after this, because mine comes out on Thursday.
No, yours comes out
Friday.
On Friday.
So
his
yours
comes
is
going to
come out first, yeah.
Okay, so this Friday, yeah?
Our schedule's a fucking shit show!
Yours is going to come out first.
If you want to know what's coming on next,
just
check
it out. Check it out.
Oh, man. I do a lot of stuff on the network. I'm a co-host on Turning Tables, as Ruben previously mentioned.
Woo!
I am also a co-host of Horrible People's Podcast, a weekly horror podcast where we talk about your favorite spooky movies. Right now, we're in the middle of Trash Month.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, we'll be at the tail end of Trash Month, including
the last
killer pinata. So check that out. I wanted to cover tire or rubber or whatever.
Rubber.
But it was shut down.
Why?
Because I got suggested this movie on a dating app, and everyone thought it was really funny, and we're just gonna run with it. And I'm like, I don't. All right, fine.
Rubber is actually kind of funny.
Huh?
Rubber is actually kind of funny.
I'm sure this one is too. It looks awful.
Have you guys done teeth yet?
No.
Damn it.
No, teeth isn't Trash Month though. Anyway, you can also find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I am currently big into sewing, so I'm posting a lot about that.
Quilts on quilts on quilts.
Quilts on quilts. I'm at the
so
gym.
Many quilts.
I'm
can
sewing.
We get the book podcast?
Oh,
not
the book.
Podcast,
oh,
but
yeah,
the book
yeah. I just started it for fun. You don't have to follow it. It's called Ghost Bookshop because my personal Instagram is Ghost Coffee Shop. I talk about books and like fun stuff. Danny is very encouraging of me reading Monster Smut so I can review it.
She's reading so much smut.
Not right now.
Dicks.
Not right now.
Pussies.
Not right now.
Castles.
Wet.
Castles, yes. Anyway, go check that out. Danny.
Hell yeah.
Take us home.
You can find me on Instagram at Wrathchild714, as well as Untapped. You can follow this podcast at Hops and Notes Pod. You can follow the network where you heard all those shows, plus some more at Horrible People's Network. That's HORRORBLE People's Network. To listen to all those previously listed, unlisted, all those shenanigans, go listen to it.
Unlisted?
I mean, you're technically unlisted. You
That's
don't have
true.
But until next time, break yourself down so badly.
I just want to break you down so badly.
For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That's HORROREBLE People's Network on Instagram.